Hi, welcome to this ASI cast. I'm Mike Sainsbury, and in this feature, Richard Marks, ASI's Research Director, interviews Lisbeth Neckers, GfK's Research Director for TV and Radio, and Mariana Irazaki, SKO's Research Director, on the difficulties in maintaining the integrity and representativeness of panels when faced with increasingly demanding challenges. Richard.
Well, I'm here on the ASI cast with Mariana and Lisbeth. Recently, we interviewed Bas de Vos from SKO, and there's been a lot of talk about hybrid measurement, not least the efforts that have been going on in Holland. So, Mariana, do you want to kick us off by giving us a quick bit of context on the Dutch video integration model?
Yes. Of course, and we are doing a lot of work on the video integration model in the Netherlands, and we tend to forget the one of a part which is very important on this model is to have a very good state-of-the-art panel television panel measurement. So, I hope you already listened to the podcast of Bas, and you will have. Chance to have a review at the conference, but at this point we are very very busy, and also trying to just make possible all the changes we agree for the time panel, and that's something we will be talking about at the conference as well.
Well, it's a very ambitious project because, as we discussed with Bas, it's basically. Its aim is to measure all video across platforms, not just TV content and TV-related advertising. So it'll be interesting to hear about that. But obviously one of the biggest challenges, as you mentioned, is that at the heart of any of these hybrid systems is a representative TV panel. And there are increasing challenges to how you keep a panel representative. So firstly, from a technology point of view, I'll ask Lisbeth, what do you think the main challenges facing people meter panels at the moment are in terms of keeping the technology fresh and measuring different types of activity?
Well, I think there are actually two challenges there. One is just to keep track of all the equipment which is present in a household, what the capability is of all this equipment, and how to keep this information updated. Sometimes people don't have a clear view of what all their technology does, what they have at home. So how do we get this latest information? So that's on the one side, the equipment question that we need to answer. On the other side, there is, of course, a measurement side to everything. How do we measure adequately all the new forms of content? We have audio matching and watermarking. Is that sufficient to measure all these new types of content which happen, for example, on the big screen? So those are the two main challenges, I would say.
And in terms of the speed of people adopting new technologies, how are you able to track on the Dutch panel, for example, if a fast adopted technology like an iPad comes in, that you are keeping up to date with that? Is that where the establishment survey comes in, or do you regularly check what people have got on a sort of systematic basis?
I guess that there are several ways to answer this for us. It's the establishment survey. It's down to our panel management, who has very close contact to all panel members. The technicians, of course, are a very good source of information as well. Plus, we do regular checks ourselves into all characteristics and equipment of households. So there are multiple ways to keep track of this.
I guess it's also pretty seasonal, isn't it? I always remember January being a huge month for people having bought technology at Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Or leading up to Christmas, where they know they're going to spend 1 or 2 weeks inside, and they buy a new television. So, but those are months that we're extra aware of all these changes.
And obviously, you mentioned keeping track of the technology, but also the other aspects of it is the panel members themselves, in terms of the balance of the panel and the quality of the reporting and the representativeness. So, Mariana, what do you think that the main challenges are going forward in terms of keeping people meter panels representative of the population as a whole?
Yes, I think it's very important to have a good idea what's their the penetration of equipment within them, and to have updated this information very frequently, as much as frequently as you can. And then, on the other side, there are some challenges which are derived of, us wanted to know much more what happens in the household and and the equipment that they have and all the viewing that is being recorded or registered from this panelists. And I think there are two aspects that we cannot forget. The first one is privacy, and the second is compliance. And by compliance, I would like just to state that the burden that we are given to the panelists is increased enormously. So that's a very challenging aspect of the new way we want to measure and the new things we want to measure. On the other side, privacy goes all the way, goes on the things we want to right now know what is happening on the TV set and the way we want to know how things are happening in the TV set. For instance, with the use of routers, what you will get is, traffic from all the internet, and this is very privacy. Has an enormous impact on privacy. That means you have to have a good agreement with your panelists and a good management system. So I think these are the main things I will say. On the part of the balancing the panel, insight in the situation and changes in their equipment is going to become crucial.
Yeah, I think the challenge many countries are facing is that when you move beyond the TV set, you are moving on to devices where people are much more concerned potentially about privacy, because at the end of the day, if you attach a meter to someone's TV set, they don't keep their bank account details or pictures of their family stored on their TV set, but they do on other devices. So the trust aspect becomes pretty important. What do you have? I know some countries have had issues with social media in terms of panel members, innocently going on Facebook and saying, "I'm on the TV panel," and people getting in touch with them. Have you had any issues with that?
We haven't had that recently, but maybe Elizabeth wants to comment on.
Something that we monitor on all the time, actually. So we have a continuous monitor on all public social media, because those are the most scary ones, actually. And once in a while, it does happen, and then we take. If it's really serious and spreads a lot, then we have to take our consequences. But it's just incidents. Doesn't happen very regularly, and we have added it also to our whole recruitment procedure. That this is, of course, something that people don't have to be extremely secret about, but it does. You know, it's good to be a little bit more careful with this kind of information.
Mm. And maybe Richard to comment on the privacy aspect. It's not only the agreements you have and the things you measure with the traditional panel, but when you are moving to hybrid models, it could be also the agreement the panelist has with any kind of provider of set-box data, and or the agreements they have with any kind of site they visit, and the way you are making sure that you are within the legality and the privacy respect from collecting your census data. So I think this is also an important aspect of it.
I mean, obviously, it's moved a long way from just attaching boxes to people's TV sets, but the main focus of your presentation is going to be around the improvements that you've been making to the core panel in Holland. Do you want to give us, without too many spoilers, do you want to give us a preview of what those improvements that you're going to be talking about actually are?
Sure. Without spoiling too much, I could say that we've been working on a major innovation, I would say, which is the upgrade of our whole metering technology. And this upgrade will prepare us, for example, for the addressable advertising. So that's one thing. On the other side, we have found new ways to get more insight into the whole video on demand side of things. So all the international players which have entered the Dutch or European market, like Netflix, so we can finally get an idea of what's happening on that side.
Well, I've been wondering for a while how meters would be able to handle addressable advertising, so that sounds intriguing. So cool. Okay, well, I'll hand back to Mike, and I'll thank you both for taking part in the ASI cast, and we look forward to hearing your paper in Venice.
You've been listening to an ASI cast, our regular series of interviews and chats, available at the ASI website at asiconferences.com.